Hello, and welcome to another Two to Ponder with Greg McVary. Today, I want to continue our talk about the tyranny and freedom of the blank page, but pivot a little bit to the idea of the user interface, because it's something I hear from engineers and developers and computer scientists all the time. It's kind of like a trope, a meme, if you will. If I just had a better UI, I would write more. Or you hear about the love and gushing for the design of Medium, how the font choices and the space between the lines is just so perfect. If I just had a better UI, I would write more. No. It's not the UI that's keeping you from writing. It's because writing is hard. I would code more every day if I knew how. But coding is hard, and writing is hard. And we hone our craft. So I get a little put off when people say, oh, I would just write more if the UI was better. No, if you want to write more, you write more. Now, that being said, having a simpler publishing interface does lead to an explosion of text. I mean, that is what, you know, when we talk about Web 2.0 and suddenly people didn't have to spin up HTML blogs and they could just use a CMS and things started taking off. And then Twitter and Facebook reduced even more of the friction and now everybody could write. But a lot of people forgot that HTML coding is a form of writing. So don't think of it as just being on the outside. And that works for me as well, because writing's on the inside. I code a lot more now that the GitHub user interface on the web works better. I don't have to touch Terminal. Terminal is scary. That's like touching prose for many people. So I guess it's a balance between both design and desire. And you can have the desire without the design.